Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Hey. We are holding on Daf Lamed Dalid Amud Beis. We're about to begin the discussion. Well, first, today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We're about to begin a discussion about the first Ri'iyah of a Zav, both the first Ri'iyah of a Zav Katan and the Tumah status of a Ri'iyah Rishona Shel Metzora. Because normally the first Ri'iyah has a status of Shechva Zera, and by the second Ri'iyah, a person already becomes a Zav with all of the halachos. So we're going to talk about the first Ri'iyah in unique circumstances where there's reason to assume that maybe it should not be treated in the normal way. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what is the halacha if the first or the third Ri'iyah of a Zav is Machmas Ones. When the second Ri'iyah is Machmas Ones, it is not Mitameh, but when a Balkari is Ra'a Machmas Ones, it is Mitameh. So what about like the first Ri'iyah of a Zav, which is treated like Kari, but it's Mitztarif to Ri'iyah Ziva? So the Gemara is going to bring four rayas about that halacha, and that's going to take up Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the difference between Ziva and Shechva Zera. We're then going to explain the Machlokas Beisham Beisil in the Mishnah about the Dam of a Yoledes who is not Tovel. Let's say a woman was Yoledes Nekeva, and 2 weeks have passed, so now she should be done with Dam Tameh, and she should be in her Yimei Tawar, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet. What about her Dam now? Is her Dam Tameh Lach V'Yavish or not? And then we're going to have a machlokas whether, according to Shitas Beis Hillel, there's Mayan Echad or Shtei Mayanos. Meaning, why is it that the Tumah goes away after 2 weeks and she has Yimei Tawar? Is it a new Mayan? It's a new source of Dam that would produce any Dam over the next 66 days? Or is it Mayan Echad? It's just that a Torah Tematav, a Torah Tiyatav, that the Torah says during these 2 weeks, so whatever comes out of that Mayan is Tameh. And during the next 66 days, whatever comes out of that Mayan is Tahar. So let's begin. We're holding at Amar Rav Yosef Kipashit Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, which is on the second wide line of Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. So a few points of introduction before we can understand what we're about to discuss. A Zav is a person who has some sort of emission. The Gemara on Amud Beis will describe what exactly it looks like, but whoever has Ziva come out of him is Tameh until he goes through the Tara process, but he's not Tameh from Re'iyos Pamachas, he's only Tameh if he has Shtei Re'iyos, that it happens twice. It could be in the same day for a man, but it has to happen twice, and then he's a full-fledged Zav. If someone has Shechva Zera come out of him, then he's a Balkari with one time, and he's Tamei Ad Erev just by becoming a Balkari one time, and not only that, the Tipa itself, the Shechva Zera itself, is Mitamei Bimaga. The first Ri'iyah of a Zav makes a person, is treated like Shechva Zera, because the Torah says, Zos Torah Sazav Asher Tesiv Menu Shechva Zera, so it's talking about a Zav who has Ri'iyah Achas, so Ri'iyah Rishon of a Zav is like Shechva Zera. Now, we had just gotten through discussing what happens if a Katan Ben Yomo sees Ri'iyah Ziva. So we just explained that a Katan Ben Yomo is Mitameh B'Ziva, and we had two different drashos for it. One that says, Zos Torah Hazav, so it sounds like Bein Gadol, Bein Katan, and it's talking about a Zav that's Roa Ri'iyah Achas, and the second is La Zachar, and we dash him from there, Kol Shu Zachar, any male, even a Katan Ben Yomo. But that pasuk happens to be talking about a Zav HaRoa Shtei Ri'iyos, because it says Vahazav Es Zovo, which is two times the word Zav, which assumes Shtei Ri'iyos. So Reish Lakish holds that a Katan is included in Ziva from the pasuk that talks about a Zav that's Roa Shtei Ri'iyos. So that's how we know that a Katan who has Shtei Ri'iyos definitely has the full-fledged din of a Zav. But what about a Katan who has only Ri'iyah Rishona? So I'm Rav Yosef, Kipashit Rav Shimon Ben Lakish B'Zav Ba'yihachi. When Rav Shimon Ben Lakish was darshaning the halachos of a Zav, he had the following shayla. Ri'iyah Rishona Shal Zav Katan Ma'u Shetetami B'Maga. The first Ri'iyah of a Zav who's a Katan is that tipa of Ziva mitame, someone who touches it. And the reason to say not is because Zos Taras HaZav Asher Tesev Menu Shechva Zera Amar Rachmana. The pasuk compares the Zav who has Ri'iyah Achas to Balkari. So Kol Shechva Zera Shalom Mitameh, Ri'iyah Rishona Shalom Mitameh. Anyone whose Shechva Zera should be Mitameh, the Ri'iyah Rishona has a din of Shechva Zera, so his Ri'iyah Rishona should be Mitameh. Vahai, but this Katan, any Katan, given to Shechva Zera Shalom Mitameh, the halacha is his Shechva Zera is not Mitameh, and we must be talking about a katan who's less than 9 years old, because if he's more than 9 years old, his shechva zera actually is mitame. So this katan, since his shechva zera is not mitame, riyah rishona nami lo titame. So his riyah rishona should also not be mitame. Oh, Dilma, given the lu'iu chazitati mitzarfa mitame, or maybe on the flip side, he is included in the status of Ziva, meaning he will become a Zav if he has Shtei Re'ios, so you can only have Shtei Re'ios if you had a Re'ia Rishona. You can't get a second Re'ia without a first Re'ia. So maybe the first Re'ia has to count as a real Re'ias HaZav, just like it would for an adult, and therefore it should have the same din of Shechva Zera of an adult. So maybe it should be Mitame. So Amarava Tashma will bring a Raya from a Braisa, that the makar to include a katan is Zos Toras Hazav. That Hazav sounds like Ben Gadol Ben Katan. So we learn from there, Ma Gadol Riyah Rishona Shalom Mitame, Av Katan Riyah Rishona Nami Mitame. So if a Gadol's Riyah Rishona is going to be Mitame, a Katan's Riyah Rishona is also going to be Mitame. So the Chlunar asks the question, Rish Lakish knows that Hazav Katan is Mitame. His suffix was about Riyah Rishona being Hukash to Shechva Zera, meaning basically Rish Lakish said, should we say A or should we say B? So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a Raya, you should say B. But it didn't really say why I should say B. It said, yeah, the katan has the status of a Zav. And if he has the status of a Zav, it must be that the Riyah Rishona also counts like a Shechva Zera. But Mehechitesi, maybe I should say that no, katan doesn't have Shechva Zera, so therefore Riyah Rishona will not count. So the Aruch Lener suggests, and Reish Lakish holds, that the din of Zav katan is learned from Lezachar. And that is said by a Zav Bal Shtei Re'ios. So it could be that we're Memayit Riyah Rishona from the hekish of Shechva Zera. But Rava is poshet from a brisa that tells us that the makar, that a katan is metame, is from the pasuk of Zos Toras Hazav. And that pasuk is talking about a Zav that's Ro Re'iyah Achas. So you see that even in Re'iyah Rishona, we compare a katan to a Zav. We link a katan to a Zav and say that a katan is a Bar Ziva. So that's what that's what he's being poshet, that the source of katan is not from a case of Shtei Re'iyos, it's from a case of Re'iyah Rishona, and therefore you know clearly that even the first Re'iyah of a Zav Katan should be Mitame Bimaga. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to move on to a slightly different discussion. The Halach is a regular person who's not a Mitzora, who has a Re'iyah Achas of Ziva. That Tipa is not Mitame someone who carries it, only someone who touches it. It's Mitame Bimaga, but not Bimasa. The Re'iyah Shnia of Ziva is Mitame even Bimasa. And even if, again, if the person that it came from is absolutely tahar. Now, there's another halacha that a mayan of mitzora is mitame b'masa. Anything that gathers up in the body and is then released is considered a mayan. Something that does not gather and is not considered a mayan. So the Gemara is not sure, what about the Re'iyah Rishona of Ziva? If it were to come out of an Adam Tahar, it's Mitame only Bimaga, not Bimasa. But what if it comes out of a Mitzora? Do we treat it like a Mayan of a Mitzora, or Re'iyah Rishona Shel Ziva that comes out of a man who has Tzaras? Do we treat that like a Mayan, in which case it's going to be Mitame even Bimasa? Or do we say, no, it's regular Ziva like any other person, and therefore it's Mitame only Bimaga? So, by Rav Yosef, Re'iyah Rishona Shel Mitzora Ma'ashut Tame Bimasa. Is the Re'iyah Rishona of Ziva of a Mitzora Mitame Bimasa? Makom Ziva Mayan, who? Do we say that the Makom Ziva is a Mayan, and therefore the Mayan of Mitzora is Mitame Bimasa, Umitame? O Dilma Lav Mayan, who? Or maybe we say that it's not a Mayan, and therefore it should be like Riyah Rishona of Zav of anybody that's not a Mitzora, and it's only Mitame Bimaga. So Amarava Toshma, I'll bring you a Raya to answer this from a Brisa. The Pasuk, when it talks about Riyah Shnia of Zav, it says Zovo Tamehu. Limed al Zov shuhu tame. So that tells us that a Zov is tame, that the Zov itself is tame, that it's mitame bimasa. So bimai. Ilema b'zav greida, if we're talking about a regular zav who's not a mitzora, why do I need to learn from the pasuk that the tipa itself is mitame b'masa? It's l'chara davar pasuk. La'achirim gorim tuma, la'atzma l'kol shkein. If that zov, that flow, causes tuma to the person who it flowed, the person who it flowed from, that he's mitame b'masa, so la'atzma l'kol shkein. So the zov itself should for sure be mitame b'masa. If the guy who it came out of his Namatai Masa, the actual flow, the actual liquid should for sure be Mitai Masa. El Pshita B'Zav Mitzora. So it must be that we're talking about a Zav Mitzora, where you can't learn from a Kal V'Chomer, because the Zov does not cause the Mitzora to become Tameh. He was already Tameh beforehand, and therefore you don't have this Kal V'Chomer. Oh, if it's causing Tumah to the guy, then it's got to have its own Tumah. It's not causing Tumah to the guy. The guy was Tameh anyway. He was a Mitzora. From the fact that I need a Riboy in the Pasuk, that it's Mitameh Masa, Beriyah Shnia, specifically by the second Riyah, Shmamina Makom Ziva Lav Mayanu. You see from there that the Makom Ziva is not a Mayan, because if it was a Mayan, then even the Riyah Rishona would be Mitameh Masa, and obviously the Riyah Shnia would be Mitameh Masa. So from the fact that I have a Pasuk to tell me that the Riyah Shnia of a Zav Mitzora is Mitameh Masa, that tells me that the Riyah Rishona of a Zav Mitzora is not Mitameh Masa. Says Mara, not such a great raya. Amalei Rav Yudmi Diskarta L'Rava. So, Mimai, how do you know that we're talking about a Zav that's a Mitzora? Dilma L'Yolamei Melach B'Zav Greta. Maybe we're talking about a Zav who is not a Mitzora. He said, no, it can't be, because then we have a Kal V'Chomer. L'Acherim Goreim Tumah L'Yatzma L'Kolshkein. If this Zav causes Tumah to the person, then for sure it's got to cause Tumah to itself. Well, that's not necessarily always true. Sir Mishtalech Yochich. The Sir Mishtalech, the Sir Lazos El Yom Kippur, shows us otherwise. Shegoreim Tumah L'Acherim. The one who's Mishaleach, the Sa'ir, is Tameh. That's a pasuk in the Torah. V'Mishaleach is Sir Lazos El Yom. So you see that he dafka requires kibbutz begadim. He is tamei v'huatzmo tahar, but the seer itself is tahar. And Rashi points out, how do I know the seer itself is tahar? Because a behema is never mekabel tumah while it's alive, right? A behema can only become tamei after it dies. It could become a nevela, it could have tumas ochlin, but a behema can never become tamei while it's alive. So here you have something that's goring tumah la'acherim, but it itself is never tamei. So maybe the say the same thing about the Re'iyah of Ziva, that the Zov itself could be Korim Tumah to the man it came from, and yet it itself is not Tameh. So I'm Rabbi, Mighty Bayulei. What's the suffix of Rav Yosef over here? Vahu da Amar, he himself is the one that brought the Braisa, that the Makar for Katan being included in Ziva is Zos Toras Hazav. From the word Hazav, Bein Gadol, Bein Katan. We learn that it applies to Katan as well. V'kim d'nafkele mehasam, and since he learns it from that Pasuk, and he doesn't need to be Marba Katan from the word lezachar, which is an extra word, sayatale lezachar. The word lezachar remains extra to darshin l'rabus mitzora l'mayonosav, that the mayonos of mitzora are metame like the mayonos of azav. Nikeva l'rabus mitzoras l'mayonoseha, and nikeva is l'rabus mitzoras for her mayonos. Va'akshir rachmanu mitzora l'zav gamur, and the Torah links a mitzora to a zav bal shtei re'ios, a zav who's a full fledged zav. So we learn from that hakish, mazav gamur metame b'masa, afri irishon shel mitzora metame b'masa. Once we link a mitzora to a zav, well, a zav gamur, a zav who has a shtei re'ios, is metame b'masa. So mitzora that by mitzora the halacha should be that his first re'iyah ziva should also be metame b'masa. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss Re'iyah Ziva Machmas Ones. So again, a Zav is a person who has this type of fluid that emerges from his body, and the Torah says that he's Tameh until he goes through the Tara process. But if he has only Re'iyah Achas, he has the status of a Balkeri, of someone who had Shechva Zera come out of him. It's only when he has Shtei Re'iyos that he has the full-fledged status of a Zav, meaning that he has all the levels of the highest level of Tumah, and he's going to require Shivanakiyim, and then he's going to have to be Tovel and Mayim Chayim, but he doesn't have to bring a Karban. It's only when he sees three Re'iyos that he's going to have to bring a Karban. It's unlike in Nekeva. Nekeva is only going to require Shivanakiyim if she has three Re'iyos. And Nekeva also has to have Re'iyos on three different days, three consecutive days. But for a male who has Ziva, it only requires it only takes two re'ios to give him all the tumah, the full tumah, with that requires shiva nikiyim, and it could all be on the, both re'ios could be on the same day. It's the third re'iyah that's mechayev a korban, though. Now the halacha is by a balkeri. If someone sees shichva zera machmas ones, so then he's going to be tamei, just like seeing keri for any other reason. But someone who sees re'iyah shnia shel ziva machmas ones is not tamei. The second re'iyah of ziva, if it happens machmas ones, it will not be metameim, because the pasuk says by zav bal shtei re'iyos, ish ki ezav mi b'saro zovo tamehu. So we darshan that it's dafka if it's mi b'saro that he's nitma, but not if it's machmas ones. If it's machmas ones, then he's not tamei. So we will discuss a zav who has re'ir rishona machmas ones. Is that tamei? Does he have the status of tuma in that the next re'ir can now make him a full fledged zav? The first re'ir only happened machmas. Yeah, but that wasn't going to make him tamei anyway. That was just going to be like a balkeri. And a balkeri, machmas ones, is tamei like a balkeri. So maybe the first riyah of zav should also count. Or do we say, no, this is being mitstarif to next riyah, which is of zav, which is going to make him a require shiva nikiyim, and that one can't be machmas ones, so maybe the first one can't be machmas ones either. We're also going to discuss the third riyah of zav, which makes him chayiv in a karban. So can that one be machmas ones? Second one definitely cannot be, but maybe the third one that could be mechayiv in a karban, maybe that one can be machmas ones. So amravuna riyah rishon shel zav metame baones. The first riyah of a zav is metame even if it happens machmas ones, and therefore he's tame like a balkeri. The tipa itself is metame b'maga, and if he sees another riyah, he's now going to require shivanikim. Shenemar zos toras hazav ashartetzi b'menu shichva zera. So we darshin ma shichva zera metame b'ones avriya rishon shel zav metame b'ones. The Torah itself links zav and shichva zera. So if shichva zera is metame b'ones, riya rishon shel zav is also going to be metame b'ones. So tashma, so says Gemara, I'll bring a raya kasha against Rav Huna. Ra riya rishon botkin also. The Mishnah says in Masech Zavim that a person has the first re'iyah of Ziva, so we're bodek to see that whether it was machmas ones or not, whether it be, did he eat too much, did he drink too much, meaning did he lift heavy things, was he ill, meaning did this happen because of some external factor, or did it just happen? If it happened because of external factor, that's what we call machmas ones. So the Mishnah says the first re'iyah were bodekim. So my love l'tuma, isn't it because we're not going to say that he's tamei unless it happened without an ones, unless it happened by itself? If it was ba'ones, he's going to be tahar against Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that the re'iyah rishona machmas ones will be metameim. Over here we say we're bodekim also. Says Marlo, the karban. No, it could be that we're not talking about tuma. We're talking about karban. That if one re'io is ba'ones, and then he sees another shtei re'ios, then he's not going to be chayiv a karban, because the re'io rishona is not mitstarif to a chayiv karban, but maybe it is mitstarif to his full status of tuma, that he's going to require shiv nikiyim if he has the re'io rishona ba'ones and the re'io shnia shalo ba'ones. It's just that if he then has the re'io shlishis, he's not going to be chayiv a karban because the re'io rishona was ba'ones. So Tashma says, where I'll bring a second raya, a second proof that the Mishnah must be talking about tumah, because it says in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, Bashnia Bodkin also, that in the second time he has a re'iyo, we're also bodek, whether it was machmas ones. So lemai, why are we bodek him? Ilem l'karban, if you're going to tell me that we're bodek to see whether he's going to be chayv a karban, that if the second re'iyo happened ba'ones, and then he has a third re'iyo after that, the second re'iyo won't be mitzarev to a karban, avalutuma lo, but for tuma we don't need to be bodek him, because even if it happened ba'ones, he's going to be tamei. That's not true. Ikri kadmi b'saro, v'la machmas ones. So we know that by the second re'iyah, he's only going to become tamei. The tuma status is only going to be if it's not machmas ones, elo lav l'tuma. So obviously the bedika we're doing on him on the second time, the questions that we ask him, what we investigate on the second re'iyah of ziva, is to determine tuma status. Oh, so when we say for the tuma, if the bedika we're talking about on the second re'iyah ziva is about tuma status, reisha nami l'tuma, then the bedika we do on the first Re'iyah must also be about the Tumah status, and not like Rav Huna said. So says Gemara, Midiriyah, Hakadisa Vakadisa. Maybe the Reish is talking about doing a Bedika because we need to determine his Karban status, and the Seif is talking about that we do a Bedika because we need to determine his Tumah status. Mechitesi, that they have to line up, that they have to align with each other. It could be that that we're Bodik for two different reasons, by the Re'iyah Rishona and by the Re'iyah Shniyah. So the Gemara tries another Raya that the Reisha has to be talking about when we're bodek after that first Re'iyah to see whether it was Machmas Onus or not, is to determine its Tumah status. Tashema, I'll bring you a Raya. Rebbe Lazar Omer, Af B'Shlishi Bodkin also. By the third Re'iyah, we're also bodek to see if it happened Machmas Onus or not. Mipnei a Karban. Because if that was Machmas Onus, he's not going to bring a Karban. If the third Re'iyah only happened because he ate spicy foods or something, then he's not going to bring a Karban. Mechlal de Tanakama, Mipnei a Tumah Ka'amar. Sounds like the Tanakama, who does not require a bedika on the third time, and only but does require a bedika on the first time. Well, if karban, the third time is only mechayev a karban, he already is tamei. So if you don't require a bedika on the third time, it means to tell me that onus has no bearing on karban, that it doesn't matter whether it was machmas onus or not as far as karban is concerned. So why am I doing a bedika on the first time? Why am I asking whether he ate spicy foods on the first time? It must be because that has no bearing on carbon, but has a bearing on tumah. That if he's roa machmas onas, he's not going to be tame. So it's a kashan Rav Huna who said that the Re'iyah Rishona is mitame ba'onas. So it says Merlo, no, that's not the you can't be medayik what the shita of the Tanakama is from Rabbi Eliezer saying you do a bedika on the third time. To kuli alma le carbon. Maybe everyone agrees that if you see Re'iyah Rishona ba'onas, it's not mitzdarif to be mechayev him a karban. V'hacha ba'esim kamifilgi. Over here, the Chum and Reb Lazar are arguing on dafka about the third Re'iyah. When you see that third Re'iyah ba'ones, are you chayev a karban? And it's tali on whether you darshin the word es in the Torah. Rabbanan lo darshi esim, the Chum are not doresh S in the Torah, Reb Lazar Darish Esim, and Reb Lazar is Darish the word S in the Torah, and we'll see how Rabbanan lo Darshi Esim, the Rabbanan are not Darish the word S in the Torah, and therefore the pasuk says Hazav Chada. That's referring to the Re'iyah Rishona, Zovo Tarti. That's the Re'iyah Shnia, and because they don't darshin the word S that appears Vazav S Zovo. The word S appears in between those words. La Zachar, so that's the din of a Zachar that he's not Mitami Ba'onas. But Bashlishi, on the third Re'iyah, Akshe Rachman al Nekeva. Then we already compare him to a Nekeva. And we learn from there that Nekeva is Mitami even Ba'onas. So if he has Re'iyah Shlishis even Ba'onas, he's going to have to bring a Karban. So the first two Re'iyahs have special halachas of a man, that a man is not Mitami Ba'onas. But the third Re'iyah, then we already link him to a Nekeva. A Nekeva is Mitami Ba'onas. So whatever a third Re'iyah does for a man, namely to be Mechayev and Mekarban, could happen even Ba'ones. Rabbi Lazar Darish Esim, but Rabbi Lazar does Darshan Esim, Hazav Chada, Es Tarti, Zovo Tlas. So already within Lezachar, we already have three Re'iyos. So he has a din of a Zachar that he's not Metame Ba'ones by all three Re'iyos. And therefore, if he sees the third Re'iyah Ba'ones, he's not going to be Chayav a Karban. But a V'i, but from the fourth time he sees an on, Akshay Rachman al Nekeva. If he sees a fourth time, then even Re'iyah Ba'ones is going to be Metame. Fourth time. What else happens at the fourth? Once he has three, he's already done. He's Tameh, he needs a Karban. No, because if he's counting Shivanakiyim, and then he has a Re'iyah during the Shivanakiyim, it's so said the Shivanakiyim. But what's called the Re'iyah during the Shivanakiyim? What if he has a Re'iyah Machmas Onas? What if he eats spicy foods? And that's why he has a Re'iyah during the Shivanakiyim. So that's what we're saying. By then, he's already like in a Keva, that even if it happens Machmas Onas, it will be so said the Shivanakiyim. It will ruin his Shivanakiyim. But for the first three times, if you darshan the word S, he has the halachas of a man, and the halachas of a man are that ones does not have any impact. This idea of Doresh Esim, the Gemara says in a couple of places that Shimon HaMsuni, Ma'amri L'Nechemi HaMsuni, Doresh Skol Esim Shem Torah, Asher Yigil Es Hashem Elokech Hatira, and then Miad Poresh, because he didn't want to darshan Es Hashem Elokech Hatira until he learned that the Es is L'Rabbos Tamid HaChamim, and therefore he knew that it was okay to darshan all Esim the Torah. Rav Shechter just said in his Parsha Shir yesterday that there's a tshuva from like the 1500s or something, where there was a chazan in the shul who was a good chazan, but he ate, he didn't keep kosher. He ate all kinds of non-kosher food, so they wanted to fire him. So the rabbi sent a shayla to one of the gedolim, and he wanted to write it in a clever way. So he said that the chazan's name was Shimon. So he says, Shimon is Doresh Kolas S in Shabbatorah. So S in, must not have been the 1500s, must be more. S is Yiddish, it means eat. He's S Ha'arneves, S Ha'chazir, S Ha, he has all S in Shabbatorah that he's Doresh, that he looks at. So, okay. So Toshima, so says Mar, we'll come and we'll bring a raya, a kasha on Rafuna from what it says in the Brisa. Yitzchak Omer, Havalozov B'chal Balkeri Haya, Lama Yatza, Lahakalov Lahachmir Lav. That why is the din of a zav written separately? The zav is and a balkari are already linked to each other. We already said that zos toras hazav shartetim menu shikva zera. The pasuk in one breath says both zav and balkari. So why do we need a separate parsha of zavim? So he said to tell me that a zav has different rules. What kind of different rules? Well, both some lekula, some lechumra. Lahaka lalav, in a certain sense, a zav is more kal than a balkari, and lahachmir lav, in a certain sense, he's more chamer than a balkari. Lahaka lalav shein metame ba'ones. He's more kal than a balkari in that if the ri'iyah happens because of an ones, because he ate spicy foods, for example, he does not become a zav. He's not tame as a zav, as opposed to a balkari who is metame ba'ones. Ulahachmir lav, but a zav is also more chamer than a balkari in the sense that shu osa mishkav moshav, that the mishkav and moshav of a zav is an avatuma. The mishkav and moshav of a balkari is not an avatuma. This is one of the chumras of a zav over a balkari. There are other chumras as well. A zav bal shtei rios is metame adam v'kelim. He's metame b'masa and behesit. He needs shivanikiyim. He needs mayim chayim to be tovel. All of these things are not knowing by a balkari. So the Aruch Haner just points out, we're just giving one of many examples where it's lahachmir lav. Lahakel lav, we only have one, right? Lahakel lav, the only way that a zav is more kal than a balkari is that machmas onas, he's not going to become tameh. But lahachmir lav, there are lots of examples. So Gemara just gives one, that he's also mishkav v'moshav. So Gemara explains, Amos, which ri'iyah is the Brisa talking about? Ilem b'ri'iyah shniya, if we're talking about a second ri'iyah, hechahava b'chlal balkari. Where do we find that a zav bal shtei ri'iyos is like a balkari? El pshita b'ri'iyah rishona. Now, obviously, we're talking about the first ri'iyah of Ziva, that he actually is compared to a balkari. V'katani, and yet the Brisa says that a zav who has one ri'iyah is lahak lav sheinu matami ba'ones, is more kal than a balkari in that he's not matami. So your whole shayla, whether a zov, a ri'a rishona of zov, is metame bonus, here you have it, that no, it's not like a balkari, it's not metame bonus. So says Marv Tizbra, that can you say that the Brisa is talking about Ria Rishona? The Brisa says that a zav is written separately, Lahachmir Lov Shosa Mishkav Moshav, to tell me that he has this elevated status of Tuma, where he's Mitam Mishkav Moshav, Beri Rishona Bar Mishkav Moshavu. Does that happen on Ria Rishona? Clearly not. Elahachi Ka'amar. So Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Valo Zav Bechal Balkari Haya Beri Rishona, that a zav was already hukash to a Balkari as far as his first Ria. And as far as the first Ria is concerned, he remains exactly like a balkari. V'lama yatzaburi yashniya. Why do I have a whole nother parasha about Ziva that tells me about what happens on a second Ria? Because in a second Ria, he becomes distinguished from a balkari in two important ways. Both lahakalav ulahachmir lav. Lahakalav sheinu metame ba'ones. That idea that he's einu metame ba'ones is only by the second ri'iyah, not by the first ri'iyah. And lahakmir lav shosu mishkav moshav. Just like the tumas mishkav moshav is also lahakmir lav only by the second ri'iyah. So the Brisa is not talking about the ri'iyah rishona. Therefore, it's not the kasha and Rafuna who says that the ri'iyah rishona of a zav is mamish like a balkari in that he's metame ba'ones as well. So Rafuna stands with all the rayas against Rav Huna, where we wanted to say that Re'ir Rishona of Azav should not be Mitame Ba'ones, should have a din of Ziva, not a din of Balkari. Rav Huna stands that the first Re'ir of Azav has a din of Balkari in the sense that he's Mitame even Ba'ones. Good. Rav Huna. So Rav Huna, once he was successful in that one, so Rav Huna tells us something else. Zov Doma Lemei Batzik Shel Sa'orim. If you want to know what zov looks like. It's some sort of disease. We don't have it anymore. So how do you know if a person is a zov? It looks like the watery part of the dough when you make a barley dough. Zov ba mi basar ames. It comes out when a person is when the aver is not bekoshi, when there's no erection. Shechva zera ba mi basar chai. But shechva zera comes when a person is aroused. Zov deha. Zov is much more liquidy. V'dom l'lov and beitz amuzeres, and it's like the white of an egg that did not have access to a male that was an unfertilized egg. Shechvazera kshura. Shechvazera is much more connected to each other. The drops are much more viscous. V'doma l'loven beitza she'ena muzeres, and it's more like a loven beitza that's ena muzeres that comes from a tarnagol zachar, and an afroach will come about from it from a fertilized egg. So now so that's just to identify what zov and what shechvazera. Now the Gemara is going to discuss dinim of a yoledes. So a couple of reminders over here. A yoledes has yimei tum and yimei tara. For zachar, it's 7 and 33. For nekeva, it's 14 and 66. A yoledes b'yimei tuma has a din of a nida. Those first 7 or 14 days, she's mitame like a nida. The dam, and the halacha is by dam nida, it's mitame lach v'yavish. It's mitame both when it's moist and when it's dry. But her mayanos, her rok, and her meiroglayim are only mitame lach, they're not mitame yavish. It's just the dam that's mitame even yavish. Now the Mishnah says in yesterday's daf that the yoledes that you made tuma are over, but she has not yet gone to the mikvah, remains tame, and her rok and meiroglayim are tame just like they were during her yimei tuma. But we had a machlokas beisham beisilal what the status of her dam is when her yimei tuma is over, but she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. Beisilal holds mitame lach v'yavish, it's mitame just like it was in the yimei tuma, and Beishamai says no, minatora her dam is totally tahar, and therefore midrabanan we make exer that it's tame lach, but it's not tame yavish. So essentially Beishamai holds that on a daraisa level, any blood that comes out of her after the yimei tuma are over, even though she's still tame because she hasn't gone to the mikvah, the dam is still going to be tahar. And Beisilal holds no, the dam is going to be absolutely tame. So we're going to see that Beishamai holds the dam is tahar, and the dam of Yimei Torah and Yimei Tuma come out Mimayan Echad. They come out from the same source, and the Torah is just mitire it in the first 2 weeks, and is mitami it in the first 2 weeks, and is mitire it thereafter. But we're going to see a machlokas within Shitas Beis Hillel. One possibility is that Beis Hillel is moda that it's Mayan Echad, but a Torah Tiara of a Torah Tamata, that the Torah tells us that that it becomes tar after 14 days, but only if she's Tovelis. If she's not Tovelis, it remains what it was. Or the other possibility is Beis Hillel is moda that the Tara is talui only in the number of days, not in going to the mikvah. But they hold that the Dam Tameh and the Dam Tar come from two different sources. And we're talking about where she just continuously bleeds from within the 14 days till after the 14 days, so we know that it's coming from the same Tameh source. But if she would have stopped and then see Dam, then it will be Tar. So says Gemara, the Mishnah said, Dam Yoledes Shelo Tavla, the Dam of Yoledes, who went through her Yimei Tumah are over, she just hasn't gone to the mikveh yet, so Beis Shammai says, it's Kiroko Kamei Raglel, meaning that it's only going to be Tameh Lach Midrabana. And Beis Hillel holds that it's Metame Lach V'Yavesh. She sells full Tumah, the blood that she sees sells full Tumah Daraisa, even to be Metame Yavesh. So Gemara brings the discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tanya, Amrlan, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to the Beis Shammai, don't you agree that if a nida never goes to the mikvah and then she sees dam, she tameya, that dam is tameh even when it's yavesh? So why don't you say the same thing by yoledes, that if she never went to the mikvah and she sees dam, it should be tameh even while it's yavesh? So Beishami says back, lo, you're going to say that about a nida that didn't go to the mikvah, shafilu tavla verasa tameya, even if she went to the mikvah and after going to the mikvah sees dam, the dam is going to be tameh. Meaning she becomes tamei again. Now it's ziva or further nida. Tamar by Yoledes, you can say the same thing by Yoledes. Shem Tavla Varasa Shitahora. The halacha by Yoledes is once she goes to the mikvah for the next 66 days, if it was Yoledes in the Keva, she can see all the dam in the world and she's going to be Tahora. So, say, by a nida, where the woman is going to become Tame from seeing any further dam. So, yeah, the dam is going to be Tame Lach V'Yavish. But by Yoledes, where the woman is going to be Tahora, had she just gone to the mikvah, even if she sees all the dam in the world, she's going to be Tahora. So the dam is not going to be Tame Lach V'Yavish. So Amr Lahem, so Basil said back to the Shammai, Yoledes Bezov Tochiach. I could prove that I'm correct from the case of a woman who's Yoledes while she's a Zava. Shem Tavla V'Ras Alach Yimesfira. If after the Tumas Leda is over, she counts Shiva Nekiyim, and then she goes to the mikvah, and then she sees dam again, Tahora, she's Tahar, and the dam is Tahar, because she's in the middle of the Yemei Tahar, but the low Tavla V'Rasa, if she didn't, was not Tovel from her Tuma Ziva, and she sees dam during the Yemei Tahar, Tameya, she's going to be Tamei, and her dam is Tamei, so the same thing should be about a regular Yoledes that just never went to the mikvah, that her dam should be Tamei. So Amr Lahem, who adin v'yachuba, so Bishami says to Bishilal, we hold that a Stam Yoledes that is not Tovel, and is Roa dam, her dam is tahar, and the same is true by Yoledes Bezov that never went to the mikvah, that her dam is tahar, and that's meaning you're bringing a raya from Yoledes Bezov. I don't agree with what you hold about Yoledes Bezov. I think you have a raya, the raya is from Yoledes Bezov where the halach is that everything is tahar, not like you're saying. So it says Gemara Lememra Depligi. You mean to tell me that Bishai and Beisila argue about a Yoledes Bezov? Va'atnan, but doesn't the Mishnah tell us Umodim Yoledes Bezov Shim and Tam Alach V'Yavesh that both Bishai and Beisila agree that a Yoledes Bezov that never went to the mikvah, that her dam is going to be metame both lach and yavesh, that on daraisa level her dam is tame. Says Mara lo kasha, kancha safra, kancha lo safra. The Bryson says that they argue about Yoledes Bezov is talking about where she counted Shiva Nikiyim, but she just never went to the mikvah. So that's where Beshame holds that the dam is dam tohar. But the Mishnah is talking about where Beshame is moda, that the dam is tameh, where she never counted shuvinikim, then the dam is dam ziva, and it's metameh lach v'yavish. And the Gemara brings a brisa that supports this. V'atanya, and we have a brisa that says, Yoledes Bezov shesafra v'lo tavla. If a woman is Yoledes Bezov and she counted shuvinikim and didn't go to the mikvah, and then v'ra asa, and then she saw the dam during the imetar, holch be'shamay l'shitasan v'be'sil l'shitasan. Be'shamay, just like the metar, the dam of a stam Yoledes the Shalot Tavla, then retire that dam as well. And Basil goes to Shitasan, that the dam is Tameh Minatora. So you see that the teretz that we gave is correct. That Dafka, when she counted and was not Tovel, and then sees dam, that's where you have Machlokes Besham and Basil. But if she never counted, then Modim Besham and Basil, that the dam is going to be Tameh. So now the Gemara brings Machlokes about the Yemei Tum and Yemei Tara after the Leda, and through that we'll explain our Mishnah. Itmar, Rav Amar Mayan Echadhu, Hatari Tamat Vatari Tiartu. Rav says that the blood all comes from the same place in the first 14 days. The next 66 days, blood is all from the same place. It's just that the Torah is metami it for 2 weeks and is then metari it for the next 66 days. Vlevi Amar Shnei Mayanosim. No, the blood is two different sources. Nista Matami Niftachatar. And when the Tame Mayan closes, that's when the Torah one opens up. Nista Matar Niftachatame. And after the 66 days, when the Torah one closes, the Tameh one opens up. My Benayu, what's the difference between Rav and Levi? Ika Benayu, Shofa'as Mitok Shiva La'achar Shiva. Let's say she continues bleeding after giving birth to a Zachar from within the 7 days to the 8th day. When we talk Arba'as La'achar Arba'as, or by a Nekeva from within 14 to after 14. When we talk Arba'im La'achar Arba'im, or by a Zachar at the end of the Yimei Torah, she continues to bleed into the day after. When we talk Shmonim La'achar Shmonim, so the Rav, according to Rav, who holds that it's a Mayan Echad, and it's just that the Torah is metairid at a certain point. So Reisha Lakula, in the case of the Reisha, even though she's continuously bleeding from the Yemei Tuma, we're still going to say she's Tahora because the Torah now declares it Tahar, the Sefer Lechumra. And in the Sefer where she was bleeding from the Yemei Tawar, it doesn't matter. As soon as Yemei Tawar are over, the Torah now declares it Tameh. And Levi, Reisha Lechumra v'Sefer Lakula. According to Levi, no, it's a separate Mayan that needs to open up. But if the first Mayan never closed, even though the days are over, but it's still coming from that first Mayan. So if it, in the Reisha, where it's from within the 14, we're going to say that it's still Lechumra, even after the 7-14, and Sefer, we're going to say Lekula. So Meisveis, I asked the Gemara, on Levi, Dama Yoledes. We have a Dama Yoledes, that the Yemei Tumas Leda has passed, and it's during the Yemei Tohar. Tahar. Shalo Tavla, and she didn't go to the mikvah. What did our Mishnah say? Beishame, Yom Karuku Kameh Raglah, that it's only Mitame Lach and not Yavesh. Ubisilor Mitame Lach vi Yavesh. That it has a full status of Dam, it's Mitame Lach vi Yavesh. So Kasalka Daitan to Pascha, we're assuming that she stopped seeing Dam after the Yimei Tum were over, and now she sees new Dam. So Bishlam L'Rav, Damar Mayan Echad, Mishum Hachi Mitame Lach vi Yavesh. So if it's Mayan Echad, I get why it's Mitame Lach vi Yavesh. And according to Beis Hillel, she's only going to start Dam Toar when she actually goes to the mikvah. El Levi Damar Shnei Mayanos Sein Amay Mitame Lach vi Yavesh. But according to Levi, that they're two separate Mayanos, why would it be Mitame Lach vi Yavesh? It's now coming from a good Mayan. So Amalach Levi Yach Mayaskin. No, the case is that she's shofas. It's the same mayan. Ibe shofas my tamei to beishamai. Then why would beishamai say that it's not tamei? Because our beishamai mayan echad hu. Because beishamai holds that it's mayan echad. Well, bishlam alalevi haynadiga ben beishamai beisil. So that's the machlokes between beishamai beisil al rav ma benayu. What are they arguing about according to Rav? They argue about whether it's only on Yomim or also Tevila that changes the status of the Dam. Beishamai says it is just days that change the status, and Beisila says, no, the Tevila is also necessary in order for the new Dam to be Dam Tahar. So Bez Hashem will bring another Raya in this Machlokas of Mayanech Roshnei Mayanos starting tomorrow at Tashema.